tonight. Good, good. Now, before we start off this Capital Steps radio show, we're going to take us a quick little poll here. So by your applause, how many Democrats do we have tonight? It's more than the House and Senate combined, huh? And by your applause, how many Republicans do we have here today? All the expensive seats down front. Okay, makes sense. We know 2002 was kind of a bad year for the Democrats, and frankly, we're not going to make things any better by singing this song. A senator from South Dakota had a small majority, but the next thing you know, the voters gave the Senate to the GOP. Now we sing, hang down your head, Tom Daschle, hang down your head and cry. You were ahead, Tom Daschle, you guys got beat, but why? That's right, the Republicans are in charge. I'd sure hate to be Jim Jeffords right about now. He's looking at an office behind the dumpster in the back of the building. Now, since we're putting the foe in folk music here tonight, this, of course, must be a sing-along. So we need you all to sing along on the chorus. The words are real easy. I'll teach them to you now. They go like this. Hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. You were ahead, Tom Daschle. You guys got beat, but why? All right, everybody ready to try it? Let's go. Ready, let's go. And hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. You were ahead, Tom Daschle. You guys got beat, but why? All right, pretty good, pretty good. Well, your party's ads were hyper, but folks just turned the dial. They wanted news about the sniper and Winona Ryder's trial. Everybody, hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. You were ahead, Tom Daschle. You guys got beat, but why? All right, this was excellent. Got a good bunch tonight. Now a little bit of advice for the Republicans. Well, sure, it's good to see that you got the House and the Senate won. There's only one caveat. Now you gotta get things done. Just the men now. Hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. Women over 40. Okay, big my bad, my mistake. We won't do that again. All right. Well, in the next election, if both parties stay this mean, we're betting our best selection would be President Martin Sheen.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C., it's the New Year's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday with the Capital Steps. And now, a holiday message from your friends at the American Civil Liberties Union.
Away with the manger, please hide it from view. Remove the menorah and Kwanzaa stuff too. A suit has been filed by the ACLU. And if you display these, you bet we will sue. If you were PC, then it might be okay. Could Mary be played by an Asian who's gay? We think that this Joseph should be Josephine. Why couldn't the three kings be three Swiss drag queens? And for baby Jesus, we think you should try a differently abled small person who's bi. We've one more request, though you might think it strange. The sheep and the cattle, they must be free range. We're not anti-virgin, but this suit you'll lose. we'll file to defend Mary's right to choose. And one day your children will have the Lord's care, 'cause when they're in heaven, no lawyers live there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. George W. Bush here, the President of the United States. But on a more serious note. Now, as you may know, we recently received disturbing news of a shipment of weapons of mass destruction between here and somewhere else. And right now, I would like to bring out my Vice President, Dick Cheney, and he's going to help me with my weekly geography briefing. All right, now, Dick, I don't want any help with this. I think I got it, all right? There's a country somewhere outside the U.S. that has caused quite a stir.
Korea, 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 Korea.
Now, I know that it's important that I say the word nuclear, not nuclear.
Korea, 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 Korea. We've learned there are nukes in Korea. Before opening my mouth, is it the North or South that's bad? Korea, look on the map for North Korea. I will keep them in check. You're pointing to Quebec. My bad, Eureka. Here's a plan to show I'm no moron.
I'll just get Iraq to declare war on Korea.
How's that for a brilliant idea?
Axis is back with Iran and Streisand and Sean Penn.
Sean Penn, I know that name. Isn't that the capital of
Korea?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, when I was growing up in Texas, my family taught me about the importance of education. And that is why, as your new president, I want to make certain that education is at the forefront of my administration. And I'm going to make certain that we educationalize our youth. In other words, euthanize. And speaking of my family, I'd like to bring them out here at this time. Mom, Dad, Laura, come on out here. There they are. Hi, sweetheart. Now, I just would like to say, even though I am President of the United States, I still believe in the importance of family bondage.
Well, son, I'm afraid because of me you got another problem on your hands. Seems our old friend Saddam Hussein is up to his old tricks again, trying to get a hold of weapons of mass destruction. It's bad. It's bad. Son, let me tell you, in dealing with Saddam, you must remain vigilant.
I will be.
And you can never capitulate.
I don't know the meaning of the word capitulate.
That thing you're doing there, don't do it.
What, Dad? I was just talking.
That's what I mean. Don't talk. Now, we all know what you need to do to stay popular.
Bomb, 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 Iraq.
Bomb, 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 bomb,
Iraq. Live bomb, Iraq. Iraq to die. Bad maniac.
It's not assassination, just premature cremation in Iraq.
Bomb, 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 Iraq. We will pursue, it's fear factor two. We will have a fight that we can show on pay-per-view.
Bomb, Iraq. Iraq to die.
We'll shoot him accidentally 19 times or 20 in the back.
Back, back, back in Iraq. We will attack
the big maniac. We're gonna send him great big bags of pretzels for a snack.
We'll get him back with our attack.
We're gonna get that fatty.
You won't be like your daddy in Iraq.
Bum, 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 kaboom!
Excuse me for a second, everyone. I gotta make a phone call. Hello? Hello? Hi, it's George W. Bush. Is Saddam Hussein there?
Is this you, W?
Yeah, hi, Saddam. Hi.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's very hard to hear you. I'm on cell phone. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Well, hello?
Okay. Saddam, the connection's still a little bad. Could you tell me exactly where you are?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, I'm in Winter Palace.
That's the one. Uh-huh.
The one that's at the corner of Dromedary Drive and...
Uh-huh.
Oh! Nice try, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice try.
Yeah, you almost fell for it. All right. Well, listen, Saddam, actually, the reason I'm calling is I just wanted to congratulate you on your recent reelection. 100% of the vote. Wow, that's almost everybody.
Well, yeah, what can I say? My people love me, or else. But you know, W, I was thinking, my election, your election, we had a lot of similarities there, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. I had Al Gore.
I had Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Had a problem with hanging chads.
I had a problem with hangings.
Yeah. Well, listen, Saddam, actually, I just want to say to you, you will be defeated, and I will bring democracy to Iran.
Iraq.
Whatever.
Well, that's all very well and good, W, but why don't you try that in Florida first? I'm sorry, W, I have to go. I have called Kuwaiting. What an idiot. You know, folks, people are always saying to me, Saddam, 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 why do you care so much about those biological weapons laboratories? I mean, they are just going to get bombed. You're going to have to move them, and I don't know. I just get so emotional. I've served so many terms, and I've served so many germs. To stop it now would be a waste. I've grown a culture in this place. Here's where my latest strain began. We made a new bacterium to cause delirium. Those little guys that, ow, sting your eyes are second family to me now. Why should I let inspectors in? All right, I understand the reason you need to have an enemy, but Why does it always have to be me? To bomb a place with nukes that has an anti-U.S. stance. You wouldn't have to go so far. Your country could bomb France. I won election once again. Thanks to my brother, Jeb Hussein. Thank you, I'm here all week. So get accustomed to my face. Thank you, good night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi. As you know, I recently had to resign my position as Senate Majority Leader over some remarks that I made at the 100th birthday party of Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina. And I have come here today to further explain my... Wait, Strom, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm going here. I'm the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. Yeah!
What?
You know you had said this would be a better country if I was president? Well, you darn tootin', I'm here to show you how right you are.
Well, now, Strom, you know, I didn't...
For example, if I was president, I'd make Mississippi a state. And we could have things like roads. They could connect to other roads, and we put cars on them and engines, no horses. And we could give the vote to the ladies. I love giving it to the ladies. Yeah, boy.
Now, Strom, you know, I think we have all of those things, but we've also got integration, which I think you opposed back then.
I am all for integration. But let me show you what would have happened if I'd been president. It's a dream sequence there, boy.
Well, what is that? All I can see is guys hitting each other, knocking each other down. It's bedlam, I say, bedlam.
That's it. That's what would have happened if my affirmative action plan had come to fruition. It would be an all-white NBA.
Well, you know, Strom.
Yeah.
You got me in quite a bit of trouble recently, so why don't you just go home and think about what you've done?
Yeah, boy.
Now, in the meantime... Although I have repeatedly stated that I have reformed my ways since your 100th birthday party, I guess it's time for me to make another statement to all my homies. I've just prepared a statement, and I hope that you will see when I admit I'm wrong, well, just how sorry I can be. Though you might need a thesaurus when you hear my litany, there must be 50 ways to say you're sorry. 50 ways to say you're sorry. I made a mistake, Jake. Took a big fall, Paul. Was totally dim, Tim. A Senate march shot. I think you'll agree, Lee. Here is one swell apology before you get bent, Kent. I'm one sorry lot. But if you saw the interview that I did on BET, you'll know I'm open-minded and my actions speak for me. Even though I don't like quotas and oppose equality, it's absurd that I'm not hip on the races. Hey, I have heard of some guys from other races. I think you are swell, Denzel. It's you that I like, Spike. Ain't that Bernie Mac whack? I watch him a lot. I know about Pride, Clyde. I cried when Halle Berry cried. I think Tiger Woods good. And listen, what's up? Peace out.
And now, 'twas the night before Christmas, as interpreted by me, the Director of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge. It was the night before Christmas, and a general alert was issued that we had received unspecified information that a creature might be stirring. Although we were unable to state the exact nature of the stirring or verify when such stirring might occur. We're damn sure it wasn't a mouse, because all mice were rounded up last week and brought to swift justice before a private military tribunal. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care because they'd been pulled out of Grandpa's suitcase at airport security and subjected to chemical testing and rigorous internal scrutiny, as had Grandpa. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a suspicious-looking bearded man who appeared to have many short helpers. We suspected these helpers of being members of the terrorist network known as Elf-Qaeda. Make a long story short, Mama in her kerchief was lying in bed while visions of plums dusted with a mysterious white powder danced in her head. All of a sudden, she heard such a clatter that she sprang to CNN to see what was the matter. She saw me making long statements about vague threats of an unspecified nature, which she could do nothing about. She realized that if there was any shot at all of having a Merry Christmas, she should immediately turn off CNN and go back to bed. The end.
Good evening, class, and welcome to Kandahar's continuing education program for terrorism. Your regular instructor, Mr. Muller, could not be here tonight. He was attempting to blow up a car when he burned his lips on the exhaust pipe. So I will be in his place. Sadly, to pronounce my name, you have to be able to swallow your own foot. So just call me Dude. Some announcements before we begin. First of all, congratulations to those of you who survived the take-home test on poisoning. Very good, very good. Also, I am sad to have to announce we will no longer be holding driver's education and sex education classes on the same day. It is simply too hard on the camel. We cannot anymore do that. It's no one's fault. It's no one's fault. All right. Oh, good news for everyone. The INS just called. Our student visas are finally in. Finally, yes. Plus, we have discovered a foolproof method for keeping our secret plans absolutely secret. We inform the FBI. But now, on to tonight's lesson. Terrorism on a shoestring. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Life could be extreme if you vanish in Scooby-Dead extremist kooks. But if you haven't got the money for some nukes, here's a little scheme to start. Shoo-bomb, shoo-bomb, shoo-bomb. Join Al-Qaeda's team if folks will think that you are suicidal freak. Just stuff your Nike sneakers with a light plastic. Boost your self-esteem, sweetheart. Shoo-shoo is died, though it has a sulfur sting. Though this bomb is crude, no one will suspect a thing. It smells like airline food. And soon you'll live a dream with 40 virgins who'll surround you and you'll see. The only problem is the virgins look like me. That should make you scream, sweetheart. Shoo-bop. It will go boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you the story of a stupid politician whose words rock the country. Okay, let me say that again. Well, J.D. Zalentelman, let me tell you the story of a poopid stolitician whose words cock the runtry. Some of you figured it out already, good. Yes, I'm speaking of that Sue S. Senator from Sissimippi, Senator Lent Trot. But a wozo, huh? Now, Lentrot is the south of the mouth. I'll wait for you. And you know, after this most recent erection, he thought he was a shigbot on the sore of the flenic. But you know, I think he may have a QI that's in the dingle sidgets. Now, one day, Lentrot pent to a wardy. He pent to a wardy for Throm Sturman. Now, you know Throm. There's an oldie moldy, huh? You know, he once pran for resident. He pran for resident of the Confederacy. Now, is he a state greatsman or just a fooling drool? It's hard to tell. Anyway, at the Wardy, they were all sappily hinging. They were sappily hinging, Bappy Hirthday, Streer Dung, Bappy Hirthday, you too. Then Lentrot got up to leak from the spectrum. And he cocked the shroud. He cocked the shroud by putting fourth of his beat into his mighty little mouth. You know, he said some wordy dirds. and he got in some trig bubble. Now, is he an aggregationist with seg all over his face? Or is he just a jig Burke? A jig Burke with a really cad hair butt. You know, he said his turds were wearable. But did he really heal it in his fart? Bite me. You know, when the POG said, lie, lie, bent trot, he peace-signed his roast. You know, Jady's a gentleman. The story of my Maury is this. Segregation should be bed and dairied. And I guess Lent Trot shouldn't have pissed that moint. Yang Fu!
Hi there, welcome to Disney Cruise Line. You're aboard the Magic!
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata to you.
And to you.
Thank you.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Disney's magic is the best.
Though our voyages have been hampered by intestinal distress.
All our guests.
And the crew.
Keep on catching stomach flu.
Shuffleboard is now a sick game.
I thought poop deck was a nickname.
Through our shops, take a stroll. Charmin's 50 bucks a roll.
And won't you please return the food you don't digest?
Before you hit the beach, we'll hose you down with bleach. What a mess, all the guests seem distressed.
Oh, Tigger and Eeyore too, please report to stateroom 2.
Bring a bucket and some mops, you need to clean up Winnie's poo.
Snow White seems so serene, but a frightful shade of green.
And our favorite dwarf named Sneezy is the one we now call Queasy.
Well, just tell folks, since they're sick, well, they could shed the pounds real quick.
And you're sure to drop a dress size while you rest.
And though you're sick, we fear there is no virus here.
And the reason you hurled is our song, It's a Small World.
We confess, it's distress, every guest.
Pippity boppity spew!
And now the Capitol Steps welcome Little Orphan Army.
Oh, summer come out tomorrow. Bet $1 million that tomorrow we'll have one. Start shaving your face, no bristle, 'cause we've got a new beard-seeking missile. It's no fun. The U.S. of A. will make you pay now. We've got a new tax, so watch your back. Oh, what could be more obnoxious than a germ-filled baggie of smallpoxes to attack? She answered the COCO, we're sending Geraldo. When he shoots, please shoot him back.
Hello, we're from the new Federal Airport Security Administration. And you might have noticed as you went through airport security over the holidays that we don't like jokes.
So it should come as no surprise to you that we didn't take kindly to a big guy with far too many carry-on bags that kept going ho, ho, ho as he went through the metal detector. That's why you might have noticed a few changes this Christmas. Oh, you better watch out, I'm telling you why. The FAA doubts that Santa will fly. Santa Claus is coming by ground. His bags were too weird, they're posting his bond. They're checking his beard, he's getting the wand. Santa isn't leaving the ground. He tried to take his sleigh up, he hit the no-fly zone. The Air Force tracked his way up with a predatory drone. Now Santa is broke,
he's not doing well.
Santa will sell his name to Mattel.
That is why next year at the mall they're marketing a Klaus Barbie doll.
Over the River and Through the Woods by Tom Ridge. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we went. When we got there, we discovered that grandmother had been taken to an undisclosed location for safekeeping. The end.
And now Tom Ridge's singing States of Alert.
We heard Tom Ridge's statement, how he'll color code our dread.
And he told us how his rationale is better read than dead.
And it's only on the green days that I'm getting out of bed.
Who knows what might go wrong? Glory, glory, paranoia. Ain't it starting to annoy ya? Alert, or they'll destroy ya. What color code is on?
I can't take my knitting needles when I board my flight today.
If she tries to knit an Afghan, they could haul her butt away.
And on yellow days, the airlines all must serve their meat pureed.
Utensils all are gone.
Well, I heard today's code orange, 'cause some grandma that I know gave a bundt cake to a bake sale with suspicious sweet and low. And a friend of a friend of a friend, his boyfriend's girlfriend's sister's brother, had a blind date with a manicure, so no, this really happened to you, told me. So I know it must be so that
grandma is a con.
This Capital Steps radio show after this break for station identification.
Show. Now, we know that a lot of people in the world have an unfairly negative opinion of America, so we hope that this next song will up your opinion.
Well, I've heard that other countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption.
our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way. And I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103, and I'll gladly park so close to you when you pull out you can't see. No, I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. Congestion, but hey, I'll get there alive. So don't pester me with questions like, what would Gandhi drive? And you won't catch me in Starbucks if I need a drink or snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down could have fed a town in Somalia for a year. I'd gladly go and fight Saddam. He'd lose a war with me. You'll be stuck in mud when he sends his gun, but not my SUV.
Federal Circuit Court will now hear the bankruptcy filing of United Airlines. Now, before we begin, I need to ask everyone here in the courtroom if anyone unknown to them has asked them to carry any items into the courtroom.
No, Your Honor.
And you packed your own briefs and they've been under your immediate control?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, now. Silence! Anyone disrupting the proceedings will be asked to D courtroom. They will not be given their frequent filer points. You're in contempt of this court, aren't you, ma'am? All right, now I have a few highlights of United's plan to emerge from bankruptcy, but I must admit I'm skeptical. Item one, have passengers chip in for gas. Item two, get Winona Ryder to shoplift planes from other airlines. And three, double the workforce by telling pilots that every day is bring your daughter to work day. None of these seem too feasible. No. We all know that other airlines are able to make money in these difficult times, and I think our first witnesses are going to tell us how Southwest Airlines does it. I believe we have a video of some gate agents explaining their cost-cutting measures.
Welcome to this flight that's bound for Texas. We're sure you found our round trip there was great.
At Southwest Air, just one thing can perplex us.
Excuse me, sir, we'll have to check your weight.
You can fly with giant size. You could try. Just like fries, we'll supersize.
One seat for each big cheek you'll have to buy.
We have less quarter losses to recover. So if you buy two seats, well, that's a star. Until you get on board and you discover you bought two window seats 5 rows apart.
Yesterday in line, Al Gore was standing. He was so big, we should have charged him twice. But he explained in case of water landings, his butt serves as a flotation device.
You can cry, but
big eye should not unpack. Take your time and go Amtrak.
They need the weight to keep trains on the track.
Bye-bye.
And now, welcome to Crossfire. Tonight, two men who have barely spoken in years, Yasser Arafat and Ariel Sharon.
You don't bring me flowers.
You don't send me emails.
You don't even try to talk anymore.
You don't call from your compound when you're held under siege.
I remember when
you'd yell at me each morning.
You'd issue me a warning.
Now you don't even write, you send tanks in instead.
You avoid all my calls, you hide under your bed.
And I'm getting dust bunnies all over my head.
Oh, poopsie, oh.
Little. You don't let me shower anymore.
You got mud on Powell.
I let him use my towel.
And our meeting last year didn't get very far.
Why'd you skip our last summit?
You blew up my car.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You broke my nicest vase, so I didn't shave for Oslo.
I don't know how this started, let's try to think back.
Well, our great-great-grandfathers once planned an attack.
It's been thousands of years, who could ever keep track?
No one can remember anymore.
Now Bush says I should go, I should just shut my trap.
And withdraw all my troops, which to me is a slap.
From a guy who can't find where we are on a map.
Please, Yasser, don't retire.
While we're exchanging fire,
our poles at home grow higher evermore.
Everybody, President George W. Bush here, along with Vice President Dick Cheney, and we're here at the where are we?
The Alaska.
Right, we're here at the Alaskan Wilderness Preservation.
Very good, Mr. President. Have a yum yum. There you go. All right.
And we're here to talk about the current energy situation.
Not a situation.
I mean the current energy crisis.
Very good. That's a good president. Good president.
Ladies and gentlemen, if every American would simply turn their thermostat 1 degree warmer in the winter, then we could use millions more barrels of oil every year.
That's right. In the Oval Office, I insist that the thermostat be set no higher than Channel 7.
Let me handle this.
Yeah, all right.
We are here today to announce the Cheney plan, energy initiative. Rule number one, use more oil.
What do we want to use more oil?
We just do.
All right, yeah, more oil means more oil production, more oil refineries, and here with a policy statement is the Secretary of the Exterior, Ms. Gail Norton.
Strip mines on hillsides and barracks on beaches, clear-cutting forests and spotted owl quiches. So many smokestacks it makes your eyes sing. These are some things favored by the right wing.
When the fish die, when I think I made Ralph Nader mad,
I simply recall how he took votes from Gore,
and then I don't feel so
alive, but we made the
boots is sick. There's skunk in my lungs for 1,000 years.
Mine every mountain, hill every stream, level every hillside, everything that screams.
Put some new oil wells on Mount Rushmore instead, 'cause I bet we'll find oil if we drill Lincoln's head. You nature lovers, go take a hike. Finally you've found it, one bush you don't love.
This is a quiz, but you'll do fine to see if you know who's third in line. First there is Bush, then Cheney's next, then there's a guy who no one expects. If George Bush should go, and Dick Cheney too, someone's third for president, but who knows who? Speaker of the House, no one knows his name. Kinda like Newt Gingrich, but without the fame. Never getting pressed, never causing stress. He's a lot like Barbara Bush without the dress. Now it's time for Wheel of Fortune. Time to shout his name out loud. Say it really fast, here is the Speaker of the House. Time to buy a vowel. Here's a little clue. Here's an A and E to give some help to you. Now we'll make it known. Studies all have shown. He's like Hillary with less testosterone. Do you think you're getting closer? Could you shout his name out now? Say it really fast. Here is the Speaker of the House. Nope. Ah, somebody got it. You'd be amazed how many times we do this and nobody gets this at all. But I have to finish the song. Now we're going fast, put more letters in. Now we'll add an S and R so you can win. No one really knows, guess this really shows the sorry state that U.S. education's in. Now we've all complete the puzzle. Now we'll fill the letters out. Now you got it mastered unless, of course, you're plastered. Everybody! Hastert is the Speaker of the House.
To check on our rumor that could cause you to lose your good humor. When you see your next statement, you might go really psycho. Savings,
your investments are now misbehaving. Your retirement prospects are caving, 'cause you put all your money in WorldCom stocks and Tyco. You need some help with your 401k. It's flying lower than TWA. If you bought stock in these, you'll retire with ease. If you really like mac and cheese,
go tell how last year that you thought it was so swell to sink every last dime in AOL. When they merged with Time Warner, they said,
you've got nailed.
You need some help with your 401k. You played roulette with your IRA. Once your nest egg was fat, now you wear paper hats and say,
would you like fries with that?
You'll have to live at the
YMCA.
My second story just whip your flirts, it'll be KO. My second story is about that skig bando in the Catholic Church.
What, am I going to be luck by striking or something? Am I? All right, I admit, you deal with the Catholic Church. You got to mind your keys and pews. Now, you know, the lurch is in a church. The rope is on the popes. I am caught knitting. They are in some trig bubble. Cow hum. Well, it seems some of their moly hen weren't so moly. They were making masses at passes. And not at lasses. I guess celibacy makes you real corny, huh? Now, the church didn't want to sell a toll. They wanted to weep it under craps. So they paid out all this mush honey. Now, fuck, were they winking? Did they think they could wed a gay with it? Apparently, they thought everything would be K.O. if they just flenny ejected, pelt in the news, and everyone did a few male Harrys. Well, the Pope is hot nappy. He coned up all the cardinals. And then he boned up all the bishops. Yes, he got on the phone at the Vatican. All right, maybe he was in the Mopobile. I don't know. Anyway, he told them all to op over to Piddly. Bet the Fardinals had a lot of running foam, huh? Now, what will the dope poo? It's a slippery Pope slope. You know, these days, you got to key barefoot. I mean, I went to Scatholic cool. I thought the buns were nad. Now you got these prad beasts, they're twice as mad as the buns. They should be sex communicated. Well, J.D.'s a lentil in the story of this, Maury, is this. If you're a clan of the moth, don't get all caught under the holler. Just pray your sayers, and please, keep your bowsers truckled. Remember that great commandment. Thou kilt not shove at thy gaber's nuds.
If you go out tonight, watch what you do, because John Ashcroft might be watching you. He'll cover statues if he thinks they're lewd. He knows that underneath the clothes you wear, you might be nude.
I'll police the riffraff we're importing. You should cease with whom you've been consorting. With a quick computer search, I'll know if you go to church. Now that I'm Attorney General, I might give power to the loonies of the right. We prefer our ice hockey teams with no left wings. They should not let left-handers pitch a game. Women's lib caused the Dow to fall today. The Titanic went down 'cause it was gay. I get vexed when two men are romancing. Don't like sex, 'cause sex can lead to dancing. And of you I don't approve, 'cause I've taped your every move, and someday I'll lock you up where you belong. If you're not on the right, you must be wrong.
Ha 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 ha! And now we take you to the Supreme Court of the United States, where 8 of the 9 justices are deliberating.
Who is the guy who makes us sigh?
Who makes the liberals mad?
Who causes strife? Who's right to life?
Except for pregnant chads.
I hate to have to say it, but it's really getting bad.
We hear he kinda ticked off half the country.
Our chief is such a calm and quiet judge.
But this one's like Matt Drudge.
How do you solve a problem like Scalia? He's very strident, lately we're afraid. How do you find a legal panacea?
If he doesn't go, we'll overturn Roe v. Wade.
Oh, Anthony wants to save the First Amendment. Gotta ensure that speech is always free.
We know that it's rare to find some people who speak their mind.
We found them the day we watched some MTV.
This show was produced by the Capitol Steps and hurled kicking and screaming in front of a live audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton, Bill Strauss, and Elena Newport. Now we'd like to introduce our performers. First, as George W. Bush, the only man in America who enjoys chatting with telemarketers, Jamie Zammerell. In the role of Ariel Sharon, an expert on Dukes of Hazzard trivia and the guy who was voted sexiest man alive by the Lighthouse for the Blind, Jack Rawls. Our own Saddam Hussein. He's like a thinking man's carrot top, Mike Loomis. Our soprano voted Miss Las Vegas for the fourth straight year, and 5,000 Elvis impersonators can't be wrong, Janet Davidson-Gordon. Next, the National Enquirer claims only she can stop Ben Affleck from marrying J-Lo. Unfortunately, she's in love with UN Inspector Hans Blick. Elena Newport. And sorry, guys, I'm straight. Mike Tobert. On the piano, the only Emmy Award-winning member of the Capitol Steps. He played all night with a painful groin injury. Unfortunately, it was self-inflicted. Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our sound engineer, Jim Smith, road crew, John Goings, Peter Trifiotis, and Greg Hammond, all of whom like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. Prop tart, Mary Payne Omohundro, and he's from North Carolina, so he considers tobacco a vegetable, our own press secretary general, Bill Hurd. All the wigs in tonight's performance were made possible by a generous donation from the Congressman Trafficant Collection. The Capitol Steps have a new book, 16 Scandals, which celebrates 20 years of politicians providing us with material. If you'd like to order this or other Capitol Steps cassettes and CDs, or to find out when the Capitol Steps are coming to your area, visit our website at capsteps.com. That's capsteps.com. Or for the cyberphobic, you can call 1-800-733-STEP. Thanks for listening.